One of my more folksy pieces.
That has another quality to it. I was thinking, you also put on an album which you do some scholarship, and you interview some little-known composers of ragtime, different cities. Naturally, we associate Scott Joplin with it. But there were many disciples and others who followed.
Yeah.
Cincinnati and Nashville and other cities.
Indeed. I mean, there were ragtime centers all over the Midwest, South, and Northeast, and even in the West a little later. Denver became a center. San Francisco had a lot of ragtime publishing.
What did you do? How did you find, say, a guy in Cincinnati?
Okay.
The name of Teddy Holmes, say, or Teddy Hahn, or a guy named Jim Chapman in St. Louis, or how did you come across these?
These people were researched originally by other scholars, at least in those cases. They were Trevor J. Tichenor is, in my view, the greatest source of ragtime information. He's a tireless collector of ragtime materials as well as a fine composer and pianist in his own right. He's a St. Louisan. He's been there all his life. And we have him to thank more than any other person for searching out these people so passionately all his life. I basically learned about these people through Traber.
Hmm.
He produced two folios, one called Ragtime Rarities and one called Ragtime Rediscoveries, and that's what...
Now, these songs that you recorded here on the album, the Stomp Off album, this one's called The Amazon Rag and Other Songs. Some of these are yours. Most of your other songs are in the other album, for the Bottomlands. Do you sense in the different areas they're from a different tone, a different feel to the ragtime?
Yes,
just as your case, obviously, is deep south, in hearing especially the slow drag ones.
Well, I see a great deal of diversity in ragtime from all periods. Both the early ragtime and the contemporary ragtime shows how much richness and how many possibilities are there for the composer who will tackle the form.
Yeah, we're talking to David Thomas Roberts, who happens to be, I was going to say, passing through town, riding through town, since he's taken what seems to be a transcontinental train ride. This is, by the way, at random, cursory, because I'm thinking of a Scott Joplin's opera, Tremonitia.
Yes.
And you immediately, as you walked in here on this very cold day, happens to be a cold day, you're warming your hands there, and I said, do you know that slow drag? And why don't you try that for the
moment? Okay, well, I know the melody anyway.
No, just a touch of it. This is the end, near the end of Scott Joplin's opera, Tremonitia.
Yes.
I think it's called slow drag.
Yeah, a real slow drag. It closes the opera. The main melody is...